Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is December 5th. Greetings back home from Nashville, the rolling hills of Tennessee. We had a great, fantastic time in Colorado. Well done, men, and it was a bit of a refreshment for me. Sometimes I don't realize just how much I have put my head down and plowed forward and till I can just get context, and I get context by moving away and looking back in. And so thank you for all of your prayers. I look forward to the rest of the year and all that God will speak to us through it. We're reading from the New International Version this week, and we finished the book of Daniel yesterday, and we begin the book of Hosea today. The theme of marriage is often used in the Bible to represent God's love for his people, especially in the Old Testament between God and those he was in covenant with, the children of Israel. It's a fitting metaphor because we often find God's people off with other lovers, committing adultery, as it were. And God's reaction to this is very understandable. As a scorned lover who deeply cares for his love lost, nowhere in all of the Bible is this more clearly presented than in the book of Hosea, a book of prophecy, because God asks Hosea to use his very life as living prophecy. He instructs him to marry a prostitute named Gomer, and this represents the idolatry, adultery, and harlotry of Israel. The couple then have children, and each child is given a prophetic name that speaks directly to Israel. And then Gomer is unfaithful. Hosea divorces her as God thrusts away Israel. And in an about face, Hosea goes in pursuit of Gomer once again. And this woman who has been unfaithful, who has played the harlot, actually has to be purchased back, which Hosea does, representing God's passion for his people, even to the point of rescuing and even buying back that which he loves. It's a beautiful picture of God's love for us in the book of Hosea. We also get a good picture of our betrayal when we chase after other loves. Most of us have experienced a broken heart or had a sense of betrayal in our lives. The book of Hosea gives us a good picture of what that looks like from God's eyes. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, verse 5. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, king of Israel. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go, marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her. For like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord." So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Call him Jezreel, because I will soon punish the house of Jehu for the massacre at Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel. In that day I will break Israel's bow in the valley of Jezreel." Gomer conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Call her Lo Ruhamah, which means not loved, for I will no longer show love to Israel, that I should at all forgive them. Yet I will show love to Judah, and I will save them, not by bow, sword, or battle, or by horses and horsemen, but I, the Lord their God, will save them." After she had weaned Lo Ruhamah, Gomer had another son. Then the Lord said, "Call him Lo Ammi, which means not my people, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the Israelites will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. In the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' they will be called children of the living God. The people of Judah and the people of Israel will come together, They will appoint one leader and will come up out of the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel. Say of your brothers, my people, and of your sisters, my loved one. Rebuke your mother, rebuke her, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. Let her remove the adulterous look from her face and the unfaithfulness from between her breasts. Otherwise, I will strip her naked and make her as bare as on the day she was born. I will make her like a desert, turn her into a parched land, and slay her with thirst. I will not show my love to her children, because they are the children of adultery. Their mother has been unfaithful, and she has conceived them in disgrace. She said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my food and my water, my wool and my linen, my olive oil and my drink. Therefore, I will block her path with thorn bushes. I will wall her in so that she cannot find her way. She will chase after her lovers, but not catch them. She will look for them, but not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my husband as at first, for then I was better off than now. She has not acknowledged that I was the one who gave her the grain, the new wine and oil, who lavished on her the silver and gold, which they used for bale. Therefore, I will take away my grain when it ripens, and my new wine when it is ready. I will take back my wool and my linen, intended to cover her naked body. So now I will expose her lewdness before the eyes of her lovers. No one will take her out of my hands. I will stop all her celebrations, her yearly festivals, her new moons, her Sabbath days, all her appointed festivals. I will ruin her vines and her fig trees, which she said were her pay from her lovers. I will make them a thicket, and wild animals will devour them. I will punish her for the days she burned incense to the Baals. She decked herself with rings and jewelry and went after her lovers. But me, she forgot, declares the Lord. Therefore, I am now going to allure her. I will lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. There, I will give her back her vineyards and will make the Valley of Achor a door of hope. There she will respond as in the days of her youth, as in the day she came up out of Egypt. In that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband. You will no longer call me my master. I will remove the names of the Baals from her lips. No longer will their names be invoked. In that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, the birds in the sky, and the creatures that move along the ground. Bow and sword and battle I will abolish from the land, so that all may lie down in safety. I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord. In that day I will respond, declares the Lord. I will respond to the skies, and they will respond to the earth, and the earth will respond to the grain, and the new wine, and the olive oil, and they will respond to Jezreel. I will plant her for myself in the land. I will show my love to the one I called, not my loved one. I will say to those called, not my people, you are my people. And they will say, you are my God. The Lord said to me, go, show your love to your wife again, though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver, and about a homer and a lethek of barley. Then I told her, you are to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will behave the same way toward you. For the Israelites will live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod or household gods. Afterward, the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God, and David, their king. They will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days. First John 5, 1 through 21. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. If you see any brother or sister commit a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray and God will give them life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I am not saying that you should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, and there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who is born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols. Psalm 124, 1 through 8, A Song of Ascents of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us, the torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Proverbs 29, 5 and 6. Those who flatter their neighbors are spreading nets for their feet. Evildoers are snared by their own sin, but the righteous shout for joy and are glad. Heavenly Father, it is with utter and deep gratitude and thanks that we come into your presence, thanking you for your word. It has guided our steps every single day of this year. And although we are not finished with this year, we look back at what you've done in our lives, the places that we've invited you, the way that you've challenged, the way that you've loved, the way that you've reoriented us. And we begin to see we're not the same people we were a year ago. Coming into the Christmas season, we had no idea what you were about to do in our lives, and we're grateful. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, through the power of your word, to speak to the deepest places in our lives the remainder of this year. It is our heart's desire to finish strong so that we may begin strong. So come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Lead us into all truth. Lead us deeper into Jesus. We pray this in Christ's victorious and beautiful name. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And the website, especially the homepage. If you hit the homepage, you kind of see at a glance what's going on around here. What's going on around here has a lot to do with the holidays right now. So the book Passages, the book that was authored over the course of a couple of years and contains many, many of your stories from the Daily Audio Bible community and is of the DNA of the Daily Audio Bible, is available now pretty much everywhere. It's becoming available everywhere, but you can get it at the Daily Audio Bible store. I have signed books until I felt like my arm was going to fall off, and now I have to do it again. This is new for me. it's a new experience, and so yeah, you can get those at dailyaudiobible.com at the store. There's also the Daily Audio Bible gift basket that contains the book Passages and some coffee and a Wind Farm mug, Rwandan coffee. And I am happy to announce that we now have tea gift baskets as well. So Daily Audio Bible gift basket tea version contains the Passages book, some English breakfast tea, and of course a Wind Farm mug, same mug that we sell over at the Wind Farm Cafe. So I think those make cool gifts. I actually do. I think they're awesome. So you can check those out. You will also notice when you go to dailyaudiobible.com a banner that says "Gift the App," and I'll probably talk about that for the next week or so, and invite you to invite your friends, those within your sphere of influence. Gift the app to them and invite them on the journey in 2012 with us as we go through the epic adventure of the Bible. Again, this never stops, but that's how our relationship with Scripture is supposed to be. It's not something that we come to the end of and say, "There, I did it." It's the best friend. It's the counselor. It's the Word of God in our lives. So we invite you to invite yours along for the journey in community through the Word of God. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, the website is also the place to go. There is a link on the homepage. It's red. It says "Support your Daily Audio Bible," and I thank you so much for your partnership. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee. And if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942 4253 is the number to call. The Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas, now that I'm back here in Tennessee, will be available soon. Tomorrow night. No, Wednesday. It's probably going to take me till Wednesday. Couple days. And our beautiful Christmas card to each other will be available. I love you very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Deborah from Providence, Rhode Island. I'm just calling for a prayer request, but also to say thank you to Brian, Jill, and all the people at the Daily Audio Bible that bring this to us daily without a miss. This is amazing that this family has come together. I thank you all. I glorify and praise God for your lives. Father God, I thank you for Brian and his family. I pray their strength that they continue to do your work. Father, I also bring a prayer request for Mamie, my sister-in-law. I pray that she is healed of breast cancer, that she will be healed completely. It's stage 4, but you are God. You created that body, and you know what is in and out of her. And I know that she can be healed. I'm calling because I want all the brothers and sisters of DAB to join with me, praying for Mimi, that her healing would come, that she will be healed completely of this disease, never to return. In Jesus' mighty name, I praise you, Lord, because I believe and I receive victory for Mimi over cancer. There's so many people suffering from this disease, God, but you are able. We glorify and praise you. We thank you for Mimi. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Melvin in Atlanta calling again. I called about a week ago, just requesting prayer for me and my wife and our marriage and some of the things that we're having to deal with. And after I made that request, God laid it upon my heart that actually I should have been calling for a praise report instead of... Well, I can call for prayer too, but I should have been calling for a praise report. Because I went online a little over a year ago to ask for prayer and help with the things that were going on with me and my family. And, you know, never knew that, you know, my wife and I would make it to this point to actually celebrate a anniversary a year later, of which should have been my call, should have been a praise report that God had put his hand on us to allow us to celebrate another anniversary, which I never thought we would make. And yeah, we had made progress, significant progress. There's still plenty left to do and plenty left to accomplish, but just want to put that praise report out there. We still desire your prayers. We still have a lot that we need to go through, a lot that we need to, that God needs to do in our lives. And he's doing it. I mean, I'm convinced that he is doing it. Like I said, he gave me things to look back on and say, wait a minute. God has done something, some truly amazing things to bring us to this point. So, thank you all who have responded to my my request over on the posting and had prayers for me and my wife. And all praises to God. Thank you very much, Daily Audio Bible family, and have a great, wonderful day. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm nearing the end of my quarter. Today is November 15th. And it's been, I guess the past week I've been really, for the past couple weeks, I've been really just agitated. I keep praying, and I have asked my friends to pray with me because I focus on myself, that I don't talk badly about others, and I've been doing that a lot with about my classmates. And just work hard on what I need to do and know that life is not a competition. Another prayer request I have is I'm really looking forward to the new year, 2012, and Just today, I've received a couple invitations or tentative announcements about possible travel in 2012. I am already signed up for a 10-day trip to Tanzania for next fall. It's part of one of my required classes. But today I heard from one of my friends who the staff at Crew that in the springtime, like mid-March or so, they're hoping to plan a trip to South Africa to meet with the local Crew group there. Well, exciting for me. And also, there's a possibility of me going to Sedona, Arizona, which I've never been to before, for an art retreat. Of course, I'm excited about the possibilities of travel because I really enjoy travel. Of course, I'm just feeling a little apprehensive about the aspect of money. But I don't want to feel worried so much by that. I just ask you all to pray that if God wants me to go South Africa and Arizona, that He'll let me go and that He will provide funds for the support. And last thing is I just pray that I'll finish off this first quarter of graduate school with A's and B's. And I pray that the 6-week winter break will be as relaxing as it can be, and that God will provide serenity to my mind and stop all this cynicism that's been going on in my mind. All right, well, thank you, everyone.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Tom from Texas, and I'm calling because I need some help. I have great shame, and I have a problem with sin, and my problem is pornography and masturbation. I really need your prayer. I'm trying to fight this, but I am having a hard time with it. I really need help with this. If you could please pray for me, I would certainly appreciate it. I love you all. I pray for your prayers, and I will work to be a better man. But I really need more help than I can give myself. And I know that I have help in God. I am saved through Jesus. I know that there is salvation. I'm just having a hard time with the breakdown and the weakness that I feel. Please pray for me. I'm trying to be a better man, and I'll continue to try. Thank you.
Hi there, Daily Audio Bible. This is Mark calling from Oxfordshire in the UK. I'm calling with a prayer request for my sister, who's pregnant, who she and her husband have been trying for a baby for years and years and years. And they got pregnant last year, and the baby developed a malformation of the skull and had to be born prematurely, and it was heartbreaking for everyone involved, everyone in our family, and them in particular. They've gone through several rounds of IVF and are just desperate to be parents and would be best parents ever. They're fantastic with my kids. And so she's pregnant at the moment. Her name is Miriam. And I just wanted to call in and ask everybody to pray for God to keep looking after the baby, to help it to grow healthily, to keep it developing in the right way, so that they can have this dream fulfilled of being parents. And that's Miriam and Adam. Please pray for them, as I am. Thanks very much. God bless you, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.